It is time now for the latest installment of Built the Right Way, a bi-monthly interview series sponsored by Marvin Windows and Doors, spotlighting the experts in our area in home building and development and construction and architecture and more. Joined in the studio by a couple of special guests. First of all, as always for this feature, we got David Fitch from Fitch Lumber and Hardware, iconic spot in downtown Carrboro. FitchLumber.com is their website. David, good morning. How are you?
Great. Hope you are.
We've also got Holly Caro here in the studio. She heads up the Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties, HBA Doc for short. HBADOC.com is their website. Holly, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Tell us about the HBADOC. Who are you? What do you do? What's your mission? And what got you into it?
Well, fantastic. Thank you for asking. The HBA of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties is the Association, Trade Partner Association for the residential construction industry. We were chartered over 60 years ago, and we provide services to our members that include everything from advocacy through our municipal partners, education, networking, and overall promotion of our industry. Our mission, which I'm super proud of, very brief, the HBA of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties promotes the American dream of home ownership through education, advocacy, and professional development. Build better with us.
Love it. What are some of the things, the programs that you do?
You know, we do the typical Home Builders Association is a local association. They exist all over the country. We do some programs that most people will recognize, like the Parade of Homes. We also do a realtor expo that supports the realtors in our area. We bring to them the new communities coming online. We will be holding a builder expo where Fitch is a big sponsor. We appreciate their involvement in many ways through our association. That will be coming up here in this first quarter. We also have a couple of unique councils. We have a Professional Women in Building Council where we work together with females in our industry to help prepare them to have a place at the table. And then we also have a Professional Remodelers Council that helps us bring to our remodelers of the triangle education and opportunities for networking.
Awesome. How did you get into it personally?
I was an affordable housing developer in Chicago for many years and, you know, really looking to get out of the big city rat race, was visiting the Triangle area, thought it was beautiful, pulled up Google, searched for jobs, and the HBA posted their opening that day, and it just has been a wonderful ride ever since.
Heavily recruited.
You know, the problem is if you're a good enough home builder, eventually you're going to be in the big city rat race one way or the other, right?
Yes, indeed.
Speaking with Holly Forcaro and David Fitch, Built the Right Way, talking about the Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties, HBADOC for short, HBADOC.com is the website. What is Fitch's role in the Home Builders Association?
We've always been a big supporter. You know, these are the people that really go above and beyond. These are the builders that you want to associate yourself with. They build better. They, you know, they go through the education, the networking to learn more. You know, they advocate for a lot of new policies in this area. There's a lot of growth. It's hard to manage that. So a lot of government affairs. Holly does a huge job at that, of really advocating for them, because a lot of state policies don't necessarily help local policy as well. Some of them do, and some of them we have to adopt and change, but a lot of that work is kind of, you know, those are unsung heroes that you don't see. They're kind of behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't really understand that. You know, we're a diamond partner sponsor at them. We feel it's best to, like I said, promote this good building relationship. You know, we offer some kind of new product knowledge and new building sciences that comes out, and really help them advocate for our business, our building industry as a whole, but our community network of great builders, and really just kind of providing some additional financial assistance so they can do their work to really help not just these builders, but ultimately the end user, the consumer of this area, as they, you know, build their dream houses or step up in what they can afford.
I want to add something about Fitch's involvement with the HBA DOC. They are involved in almost every aspect of the association. David has been on the board for many years. He is now on the executive ladder, which means that he will serve as our president in a few years. Fitch has also been incredibly generous to our foundation, and our foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization. We have two main workforce development programs. One is a scholarship where we offer $1,000 to our Durham, Orange, and Chatham students pursuing a career in the trades. That could be a four-year program, or it could also be through the community colleges. This has been something that Fitch has very generously supported for many, many years. And now with our Summer Careers Academy, they're one of our main spots for a field trip for our students. Very, very supportive in that charitable arena. And again, you know, there are unsung heroes in the association, and Fitch is definitely one of them that does just so much for our association in every aspect of what we do to serve the industry.
I'm glad you brought up the foundation, because that's such an important part of the work of the HBA in general. Say more about the Summer Careers Academy for folks who don't know, because that's such a cool program.
Yeah, thank you. And we've got a video that you narrated, which we very much appreciate. Our Summer Careers Academy, we've had two cohorts go through, so two summers. It is an 8-week paid learning experience. They are in the classroom. They do receive a stipend for their classroom work, and they are placed with an employer who pays them to be on the job. We've got employers who are government organizations, so the students are doing facilities management, and we have home builders where they are framing walls, putting on roofs. It's a fantastic program. We have graduated 30 students between our two cohorts. 100% of the students accepted have been graduated. We've got a lot of students interested for the 2024 summer, and we are currently recruiting and training the employers. Most of the employers that were in year one and year two are coming back for year three. But we have a goal of doubling our cohort this year. So we want to do 30 students in 2024. And this is in partnership with the Orange County schools, as well as the Chapel Hill Carrboro school system. So it's something we're very proud of. We will take it into Chatham County next year, and we are working with another organization that will be duplicating this in Durham. We'll be the employer side, but they are going to be the managing partner of that program, where I am the managing partner of the Summer Careers Academy.
That's awesome. People want to get in on that. Where can they go?
I would have them email me directly, actually, would be the best way to contact us about that. It's holly@hbadoc.com.
And hbadoc.com is where you can go to get more information about the Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham counties. Again, great organization that covers all three counties and does so much, both in itself and with the HBA Foundation. Those scholarship programs, the Summer Careers Academy, and all of that is just the tip of the iceberg. Speaking with Holly Ficarro and David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. FitchLumber.com is their website. And to start wrapping up, but if you're in the industry, or if you're just in the market for a home, how do you find a builder or a member who's with the HBA DOC, and what's the advantage of working with them?
We have a portal on our website that allows a consumer to find a pro, and they would go to the website and click on that, and then they can make the search more specific to what they're looking for. Or if they're looking for a single family custom builder, or if they're looking for a remodeler. So that's something that we have. Our municipalities also have a directory, so you could go into any one of the municipalities to take a look at that directory. And I think that if you're a Carrboro resident, or you're familiar with Fitch, you could pop in there and they would be happy to give you a recommendation. We typically will recommend three builders to consumers asking. But Fitch has been a longstanding community member in Carrboro, and so they clearly have great relationships with our builders.
And David, I'll let you have the last word. What else should folks know that we haven't said about the Home Builders Association or Fitch, or the relationship between the two?
Well, I think we touched on a lot of that, but it is important to support these kind of entities within your industry, because ultimately this is going to help the community as a whole. And as we continue to grow across the triangle into this giant metropolis, it takes a lot of work behind the scenes, and like we said earlier, if that work's not done, it causes more issues for everybody down the road. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of you know, things to control in terms of the growth that we're managing, but also with affordable housing and with the various different ways that people can live, whether or not it's renting, buying, whether or not it's apartments, multifamily, all the way up to luxury homes. So it's good to identify all those needs across our community. And the HBA does a fantastic job at that.
Again, HBADOC.com for more on the Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties. FitchLumber.com, of course, for more on Fitch Lumber and Hardware in the heart of downtown Carrboro. That's been this month's installment of Built the Right Way. Thanks again to Marvin Windows and Doors for presenting this bi-monthly series. David, Holly, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.